This show does not come with instructions. Think at your own risk. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The asset management group BlackRock oversees like $10 trillion of assets. That's larger than the gross domestic product, GDP, of most countries. In fact, it's half of the USA's GDP. And even further, it's a quarter of all the money in the world, which is estimated at only $40 trillion. Money can buy power. How much power does a group like that wield right now? Can they tell presidents and prime ministers what to do? Can they control intelligence agencies like the CIA, FBI, and MI6? Can they control what the media tells you or what it censors? Are they the power behind the throne? Can they control militaries and order wars to begin, like the Ukraine war? Can they order the funding of virus research? Can they damage the supply chains and cause food shortages? Can they cause famines? Orders like BlackRock and the central banks who control the money supply worldwide. At the beginning of the pandemic, the Federal Reserve, the central bank in the USA, hired BlackRock to run the sale of all bonds and mergers. Do you wonder now why BlackRock doubled in size in these last 3 years since they had that deal? So these bankers and BlackRock have formed an unholy alliance, and the pandemic was the spark to their growth.
Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service today. We have a lot to talk about. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready for this. Well, let's get going. And of course, I saw an article today just to start things off, and it was said, Iran and Israel, the war coming in May, brought to you by Coca-Cola, Vanguard, BlackRock. And when you look at the picture, you can see Coca-Cola proudly displayed with logos showing on the table where they were doing all of their work to try to figure out going to war. And it was kind of an amazing photo because it was talking about how much stake BlackRock has in Coke and the product placement of Coke. And I thought I would just start off today with that gem because I don't think most people, maybe we're not realizing enough, I should say. And that means all of us. How much these entities, Larry Fink, what a Fink, at the head, Fink means a contemptible human being, but at the head of these kinds of things, calling more or less the shots, right? So we think that the war in Ukraine happened and BlackRock was brought in to decipher where the money's going and in charge of the money, which is very odd in of itself. But what if BlackRock orders the war? That maybe those are some of the connections we're not yet making, and the power behind this, the power behind these huge, vast corporations that own most of the real estate and can control food and everything else. So just food for thought as we start out today's show. It's Wednesday, so I've got Susan Reeve on board, and I've also got Melissa on board. So it should be a very, very interesting show. All right, I'm getting a little feedback, Susan, so I will have you call in, and also I am telling you that it is a crazy, crazy time. Susan's going to call in on the line since we're getting a little feedback on our other channel. And it'll be interesting to see how this runs. Now, gas prices, they're saying, are going to skyrocket. They're going to go through the roof to $7 a gallon if and when, you know, this takes place. And they're pretty much gauging this to happen around May. So it'll gear up towards May, just to kind of let everybody know that gas prices could be $7 a gallon, and it'll be an excuse. It'll be blamed on this for sure. There's no other reason. Maybe this is their way to bring in EV a little easier and get people out of their cars. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do, but the EVs at the auto stores are not moving. People are not even wanting to get in one. So that's kind of interesting too. All right, Susan Reeve, what do we got? We're going to be talking a little bit about Guatemala.
Yes.
Okay.
It's good to be back, Kate.
Yes.
And talking about Guatemala, a place where I actually lived for 14 months.
Oh, wow.
And I'm excited to talk about this because we have heard so much about child trafficking at the border, and it's been this ambiguous kind of topic that floats in and out. But now Guatemala, the Attorney General of Guatemala, is creating an ongoing criminal investigation that a number of American taxpayer-funded NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that are operating both inside and outside the United States are actually complicit in the trafficking, abuse, and disappearance of children. Whoa. So this is taxpayer-funded NGOs are complicit in the trafficking and abuse. And this is at the highest level of the Guatemalan government. Mm. This is a special report by Sarah Carter, who's done some fantastic
investigative
work.
She's been on the show. She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's been on the show. I really enjoyed her.
She has had actual contact with a number of these people that are trying to understand what the heck is going on mm-hmm. with tens of thousands of children. And now it's going into even hundreds of thousands over the last, because we know millions of people have come in. So now we're up to hundreds of thousands of children. And she has petitioned the Attorney General of Texas for immediate assistance with these investigations, these professional government investigations. And they're concerned about these unaccompanied minors. Unaccompanied minors are a nightmare. They are just passing these kids off from one group to another. And I read a comment on a website that I've been a part of for 12 years where a woman said, during the time that President Trump was in charge of the government as president, mm-hmm. that her husband had been in charge of DNA testing. His company had been hired to DNA test children as they came across the border mm-hmm. and then to match that DNA to the adults that they were coming across with. And if there was no match, the child was not allowed to continue on with the adult.
Wow.
As soon as Biden came in, that contract was canceled. Jeez. Now, you would have to ask yourself why that is.
Yeah, of course. We know. We know why. Yeah. They just didn't want anything stopping them.
Yeah. Well, and then the media went berserk claiming that they were separating families of children. They were just trying to find out how these, gangs mm-hmm. of men coming across, mm-hmm. massively tattooed,
right.
Stem to stern, would then be coming across with all these little kids.
Sure.
What was going on? And why were kids being abandoned in the desert? So now there are rumors. Let me just say this is not by Sarah Carter, but there are rumors that there is DNA testing going on, but it is for haplogroups, maternal haplogroups. That has to do with typing you so that they use it for organ typing, organs.
Oh, wow.
So why would they be doing this with children?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see why the government of Guatemala is freaking out.
I was just going to say, do you remember Gabrielle Rico? She spoke out years ago. You can still see the video of her, and she was down in Mexico, and she was a model, and she was outing the elite, and she was saying they have underground bunkers all over the world. They keep kids in these bunkers, and they're doing all kinds of things. They've got cannibalism going on, and we heard these things also, a couple of years ago we talked about them. But it was amazing because her testimony was so exact. And as soon as the cops came to get her, they brought her down to the station. A couple of guys showed up, and she 100% disappeared. No one's seen her since. And she was very specific about talking about the fact that they were taking kids, they were putting them in these underground bunkers, and people weren't realizing the extent of what they were keeping in these underground bunkers. So I just thought it just sparked that memory when you were talking about that, because she was down in Mexico trying to get the word out. A lot of people said that she was under MK Ultra and there was a lot of things going on, but she was really trying to out them. She was outing Carlos Slim. She was outing the Queen of England. She was outing all these people in her rant because people tried to chalk it up to being mental, but that wasn't the case, I don't think. I think that she was being pretty sincere, but go ahead, because it just kind of reminds you that this problem's all over the world, too.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the problem with whistleblowers, mm-hmm. is that they come forward, and then the bad guys try to make them sound crazy. That's their strategy. But in this letter that Guatemala sent, they name operations as trafficking operations at Save the Children.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the Way We Care is one of them. The World Childhood Foundation, Arise, La Union del Pueblo Entero. And they said all of those are extremely concerning. And they do kind of call out Catholic Charities, which Catholic Charities has done so much good over the years, but they get paid by our government to bring in refugees. They get tax money for that. And there's a lot of different religious organizations that get millions to bring in refugees. So for government to open a criminal investigation means there's smoke, they're looking for the fire, something has gone very, very wrong, and there must be victims. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't open this unless they have victims of people who said this is what happened to me. And it could be sex trafficking, it could be child labor trafficking. We've seen evidence of that, corporations that plug kids into adult jobs. Because they tell these kids, these teenage kids, you've got to pay off your trafficker, tens of thousands of dollars or $10,000. How are you going to do that?
Right.
Well, you're going to work. So that is what's been going on. And I think people need to print out this article at sarahcarter.com, send it or call and talk to their representative and say, are we looking into this? Do we know this is going on?
Right.
Because they're pretending that this is just ambiguous.
Yeah. Yeah. And they always have, haven't they? I mean, even in the Jimmy Savile days, you know, clear back with the King of England, clear back and all those groups that used to hang out together. I mean, even going into the Boys Town in Nebraska in 1990s, I mean, we're talking a huge, heavy industry here and a huge, heavy problem, and no one's talking about it. So, and then name that little list again before we go to break.
It's Save the Children, Changing the Way We Care, the World Childhood Foundation, Arise, and La Union del Pueblo Entero.
Jeez, can't you just see taking kids and saying, oh, they're going to have a better life in America, right? And then the family never knows what happens to them, too. And there's lots of groups that go down. There's groups that go to Africa, too, that are just... I've done homework on that, too, and it's just amazing what we think is going on compared to what's actually happening, right? Oh, man. We'll be right back. Wow. We'll be right back. More with Susan Reed when we come back.
There you go.
Do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy. KateDalyRadio.com, KateDalyRadio.com. My email's working again. You can, I would just email me directly at Kate@KateDalyRadio.com. We're still having to fix up the screw-ups of our hosting company. HostGator, and they're terrible. So just a big shout out. They're horrible, HostGator. But yeah, trying to get back to normal with everything. So, KateDalyRadio.com for all the podcasts and the sponsors and everything else on there. You can go check out. Also, I've got, Susan Reeve with me, of course, because it's Wednesday. She visits every Wednesday with her latest research. I just wanted to say, because of digital currency coming in, and because of the way I think they'll do it I think they'll do it using some sort of event, because that will be the way they can swiftly do it. I would say, please protect what you have. Just text Birch Gold, 989898 is the number that you text. So just type that in, 989898, instead of a phone number. And then in the message, you're just going to put my name, Kate. Do that while you've got your phone in your hand, because then you're just going to get some information that is vital. I shouldn't say just, it's vital. And it can really help you, and you'll be so glad you did it. You'll be so glad that you took this step because it might not cost you a thing to do. And you can get everything backed by gold, your IRAs, your savings, everything that's hanging out there in the banking world. Okay. All right. So Susan, okay. This topic, go ahead. You got to start talking about this.
So sometimes the culture just reaches peak absurdity. And I think we've hit it. The New York Post had an article called Trans Woman Who Identifies as Vampire Sexually Assaulted Teen and Is Also Charged in the Death of a Disabled Man. So you have a trans vampire.
What?
I mean,
now they're calling her this in the news?
Something that has never existed under the sun. They say there's nothing new under the sun. Okay, this is new. Well, she considers herself she considers herself a she.
What is it, a he vampire. Or a she? Is it a he, she? Is it a, oh,
it's
so.
It's a he who.
Wanting to be a she.
Dresses, yes.
Dresses like a she.
Okay. Who assaults a 16-year-old disabled girl, sexually assaulted, already a survivor, and has now been charged in a 2021 murder case of somebody else with cognitive disabilities. So this is just a walking disaster, whatever it is, and needs to be off the street. Goes by the name of Sabrina. That's kind of witchy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know, it's interesting that the news would call this person that. And instead of just saying, this gentleman did this horrible act to a 16-year-old disabled girl, it's trans vampire, right? Going by the name that person wants to be called, wants for everybody to join in the delusion, right?
Well, I do like, they do say, I give it kudos to the Post, mm-hmm. Who identifies as a vampire. But, you know, we are all supposed to then acknowledge this person mm-hmm. as a vampire. I mean, that is the protocol, is it not?
Yeah, it's the world of delusion. We're supposed to, if you question the country, you are mental. But if you think you're a trans vampire, then, you know, then everybody has to join in the delusion. Interesting. So,
well, and it's ironic that if you treated this person as a vampire and gave them blood to drink, it mm-hmm. would make them very, very sick, because clearly there is no such thing. So, I mean, it is just almost proof yeah. positive. This is prime delusion, mm-hmm. and what else can get worse than this, honestly?
I don't know. The only other headline I found very striking, because people are going to get chuckle out of this, and that case is so sad. How sad that this person was able to do that to a 16-year-old disabled girl. But this was the headline in the Daily Mail, I think yesterday, or 2 days ago, yesterday. The glare of car headlights could be a risk for heart conditions as ever more vehicles use dazzling LED beams. This is now causing heart attacks. That's the headline. I don't know what else they're going to come up with, Susan. Do you?
No, I mean, every little whistle sound, bird call, you know, smell
is
just going to be blamed for these heart conditions. You know, Joe Rogan actually mm-hmm. had an interview and was saying, he said, now it's almost undeniable. He mm-hmm. said, I know people in their 20s and 30s or 30s and 40s that now have pacemakers.
Oh, I know. We're going to go to
friends of mine.
We're going to go to break. I know. It's insane. And tomorrow will be the headline will be tying your shoes is causing heart attacks. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. It's so sickening. It's such a lie. Be right back.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective.
Right now, for a limited time, The New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back here with you on the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you're tuned in today. There's always a lot to talk about, a lot to learn about, to kind of help us actually with what's coming and kind of see through the propaganda. As we said, as I said, the beginning of the year, it's going to be a year full of fakery, and you're not going to know if comments were actually said or things were done on tape, or we're launching into this whole weird part of our existence where things are so faked and things are so crazy. And so just kind of keep that in mind as we move forward. But that's what this show is there for, to kind of help with all of that as we sort of muscle through all of this together. Make sure that you go to donewithdebt.com. I've seen them do wonderful things with people's credit, and they're able to get in and negotiate your rate down. And, you know, oftentimes, and I have found this in my life, that By simply having somebody that knows what they're doing help out with that, look at how much money you could save and then not get buried by the amount of debt that you're in. If gas goes up to $7 a gallon, can you imagine what your credit card bills are going to look like then if you're relying on them to get through right now? Please take an opportunity to go to donewithdebt.com. Tell them we sent you. They're going to treat you wonderfully. They're private, they're amazing, and there's lots of people out there that claim to help in this area. These guys are worth it. These guys are amazing. Go and try this out and get some help with your debt and get on top of it. They really can help. Donewithdebt.com, and then they're just fantastic. So 5-star ratings all the way around. They're just awesome. Can't say enough good about them. And our debt, I don't want it to be a collar around our necks, because it's going to be. I have a feeling they're going to use that against people because everyone's in debt, right? And now we're in debt up to our eyeballs. So, all right, Susan, let's talk about Tucker. Susan Reeves on with me because it's Wednesday. All right, let's
yes,
do it.
Tucker just did a fantastic interview with the founder and mm-hmm. and 100% owner still of Telegram. Mm-hmm. Now, many haven't heard of Telegram. It is a social media company, but it is different than Facebook. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who he interviewed. His name is Pavel Durov, and he is Russian, but he left Russia when it was the Soviet Union at the age of 4, grew up in Turin, Italy, got educated, and then after the fall of the Soviet Union, he and his brother and his parents, I believe, moved back to Russia, mm-hmm. where he started a company, and the company was called VK. And it was similar to Facebook, and his brother, as it turns out, was a savant, a computer savant, skills he learned in Italy. And they started this company, and then they ended up in a huge standoff with the Russian government, because the Russian government came to them and said, oh, we see our opposition is using your platform, and we want all the data. And they said, no, we're not giving you the data. Next, the Russian government said, hey, you have users in Ukraine, which they did. We want the data of the Ukrainian users. And they said, absolutely not. And then they realized, we've just got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. So he and his brother actually wrote an encryption. They said, we're going to come up with something completely different, which is encrypted so that governments can't just hack into this. So interestingly enough, they leave Russia, and he said they started Telegram, but they went to several different countries trying to figure out where they were going to end up that would be not, harassing mm-hmm. them for information. So first they go to Berlin, and that didn't work for a lot of reasons. Then they went to London. Also, they were, harassed by the government. They tried Singapore. Still didn't work for them. Then they went to San Francisco. Interestingly, Pavlov said San Francisco was the worst. He actually got attacked in San Francisco, like physically assaulted by three guys, his phone stolen on the streets of San Francisco.
That does not surprise me, though. Does it surprise you? I mean, it is a totally different city now. Yeah?
Oh my gosh. It is just
nasty.
Just nasty.
Okay.
Well, and he said the other problem was the FBI would meet him at the airport and say, we're interested in Telegram, et cetera, et cetera. Then, get this, his main engineer came to him and said, hey, the national security apparatus wanted me to insert some kind of back door into Telegram and, like, work against you, he's telling his boss.
Oh my.
He's like, yeah, that happened to my engineer. And Tucker asked him, do you believe your engineer? He goes, oh, yeah. Now, knowing what we know about what they did to Twitter with all these backdoor accesses, absolutely. So he said that just it wasn't going to work for us, obviously. And so they went and tried Dubai in the UAE. And he said, turns out Dubai ended up being perfect for them because the government essentially leaves them alone. He said they have an amazing infrastructure of, you know, roads and telecom and all of that in Dubai. And the taxes are not that high. There's so much wealth in Dubai.
Yeah, it's just completely tyrannical control. But yeah, so the taxes are, I mean, there are some perks.
Tyrannical control from the culture, but not towards the company. That's interesting, right? He says we get zero pressure from the UAE.
Right.
So he said what happened after January 6th was pretty interesting, that they got a letter at Telegram. Because Telegram works, let me just explain, with channels. So you have a channel, people sign up for your channel, and then it's like you get a text from your channel. So anytime the channel owner, say Tucker has a channel, will send out a message, everybody gets it.
Okay.
So on Facebook, that's not true, right? The algorithm decides who's seeing what, et cetera, et cetera. But everybody gets it. They got a letter from the Democrats that said to Telegram, we want all the data on anybody associated with January 6th, with the uprising. And if you don't give it to us, you will be in violation of the Constitution. He's like, oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay, well, we'll check with our attorneys. He said they check with their attorneys, and 2 weeks later, they get a letter from the Republicans that says, if you dare turn over any data associated with January 6th to the Democrats, you will be in violation of the U.S. Constitution. He goes, so both sides were trying to influence them, and he said, we didn't, you know, feel any need to turn over any data to anybody. In fact, he said that they have governments who have channels on Telegram who were putting out all sorts of things about their government, about the vaccines, but they simultaneously allowed anybody who had anything negative to say about the government and the vaccines to also remain on Telegram. So when you watch this kid, he's pretty young looking, he probably in his 30s, he seems very, very idealistic. And when Tucker asked him about valuation, et cetera, he said they have about 900 million users as of March 2024. They're looking to go to a billion users. The company's valued at about $15 billion. He said, I own no property. No real estate, no planes. He goes, I just want to focus on the company. That's all I want to focus on. I don't own anything. Because once you start to own stuff, you start to get involved with that stuff, right?
Right.
So that is really, really, really different, because who do we have here in America? We have good old Zuckerberg.
Yeah, the front of Facebook.
Yeah, and he's got his little fingers in everything. He is sponsoring election, facilitating election.
He gets fake grilled by Congress. That was all fake. There was no grilling going on. We're going to go to break, but we'll be right back. More with Susan Reeve when we come back. KateDallyRadio.com. KateDallyRadio.com. You can go there for all the SoundCloud podcasts of this show that you're listening to, this live show. Be right back.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. For the supplements that are actually going to work, go to activatefiq.com. I love my present sponsors, and the reason I love them is not only because they're giving you something that's amazing, like with Birch Gold doesn't cost you anything and to do that, and Done With Debt's going to actually help you get out of debt, so I love that, and they're so good at it that I highly, highly recommend them, donewithdebt.com. Please use their service because they can help you and keep it private. It's just amazing. And then, of course, activatefiq. .com for the best supplement absorption that you're going to find. And then MyPillow.com is amazing because Mike Lindell's been great, and he has been really on the warpath of election fraud. And I love him for it because he's really taken the toll, hasn't he? He's been canceled in so many areas, but he's passing on the savings to you. So MyPillow.com, code word Kate. I love my sponsors right now because they're all for free speech. They're all for free speech. They love free speech, the cornerstone of our society, and the freedom to speak out on issues. And they might not agree with every single thing I say. It's okay. They don't need to. The important thing is they're there to sponsor a show that speaks truth, and there's only so many people right now that do that, and it's very, very few on the radio, and I really appreciate my sponsors. They're amazing, and I just love them for it. Susan Reeves with me. Let's talk, let's finish out just a little bit more on what you were talking about, and then let's talk about Electoral College popular vote.
Yeah, speaking of free speech, Telegram, the app that's available online, mm-hmm. and also in the Google Store and the Apple Store that is privately owned 100% by its founder, no other equity holders. And interestingly, they don't even have an HR department. They do contests every few months to mm-hmm. hire engineers, and they run the whole operation with about 30 engineers. Really amazing, like so completely different than these political organizations, Twitter and mm-hmm. you know, Facebook.
Right.
Anyway, wanted to mention one other thing, that in Maine, the governor and the legislature has been busy. They have just passed, or the governor has allowed, the national popular vote legislation to become law. This is an end run around the Electoral College, because Democrats don't think that people who win the Electoral College should become president if they didn't win the popular vote. They want the big cities and the big states, which tend to be mm-hmm. mostly Democrat, mm-hmm. to decide these
right.
elections.
Right.
And so there are now 15 states as a part of this compact, which is really kind of scary. Yeah. And the main legislation barely passed the State House of Representatives on April 2nd by a 73-72 margin. And it cleared the Senate the following day by 18-12. So these are not necessarily popular. They're squeaking these by, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the governor said she is inclined to sign this into legislation. But it is really against the Constitution. It is not constitutional. For people who don't mm-hmm. understand, the Electoral College exists so this won't happen.
Exactly.
So this is a big...
And where is this taking place?
So this is in Maine.
In Maine.
This is the latest, yes. But there's 15 other states, including California. It's called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, that whoever wins the majority of votes in any state automatically gets all of the electoral votes.
It's amazing.
And so it just, this is, you know, they keep trying to push the ranked choice voting. That's mm-hmm. how Sarah Palin lost in Alaska, even though she was super popular.
Mm-hmm.
So so Maine is actually the 16th state. It's D.C., of course, mm-hmm. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington have all passed similar legislation. So they are on the march. They collectively control 205 electoral votes, 65 votes short of what it would take to be effective. But there is widespread opinion this would be challenged as unconstitutional in the Supreme Court and not allowed. But they never sleep. They are pushing this hardcore.
They're anti-American. They want to go around the entire system. They want to uproot the entire system. And there's a reason we put the system in place. So this is truly, I look at these states that you mentioned, and all of them are not places I would live, are sadly just should be uprooted and put into a different country of their own. And then they can go live in the squalor they create, because it's completely un-American to do this. They're traitors to their own country to do this, to upend our entire system. That's amazing.
Well, yeah, and our elections just don't work this way. People don't campaign mm-hmm. this way. They would campaign differently if this is how it was. And, you know, 35 states would just be ignored.
Yeah.
We would essentially just be flyover country, and they would be able to ignore us.
You know, a part of me says that they're trying to do this that way when they conduct the fraud, it will look legitimate because it's really done by fraud, right? And so they have to have the visuals, because they really want to validate the process so badly that they have to in some way explain why things are happening. Just the simple math of how many conservatives we have in the country. Conservatives should win every race because we have a majority of conservatives in the country, but they're always trying to skew how it looks and how it's perceived by us, and that they think that they can do this. And not only do they have now, people are leaving the seats early so that the party can implant or install the person of their choice, right? So that's the newest form of we're gonna control the seat. But they also have to show this for fraud too, so that they can explain how somebody like King Fraud-a-Lot gets into office, right?
That's very true. There's a lot of machinations going mm-hmm. on behind the scenes. We just see the tip of the iceberg, essentially.
Right.
And they would have to change the Constitution, which means they'd have to call, you know, a constitutional convention, which mm-hmm. would be filled with all sorts of dangers. But speaking of machinations, they're now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is now trying to replace the Speaker. And it's a little surprising, Speaker Johnson, and Massey has said he would join her. And so mm-hmm. if people remember, Massey was a supporter of Ron DeSantis mm-hmm. and very, you know, kind mm-hmm. of on the anti-Trump bandwagon. So the concern is if the House flips to Democrat, that they have a plan to not allow Trump to be put in as president, sworn in as president, and that Congress would be able to stop that. And so they've got plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. So when you see Marjorie Taylor Greene doing this, we're all a little surprised. Mm-hmm. Usually she's an ally of Trump, mm-hmm. but she's been going through some weird stuff, like her divorce, a sex scandal.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on with McCarthy behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We can't tell,
right,
essentially.
Well, we'll be right back with Melissa. Thanks, Susan. It's
hey,
a lot to take in.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You so much for your research. Appreciate you. Susan Reeve, I've been coming on the show for a long time. She's amazing. And then, of course, Melissa coming up. So stay with us on The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days.
and my conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Told me that if I eat bugs and pay more money to the government, my weather will be gooder. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The asset management group BlackRock oversees like $10 trillion of assets. That's larger than the gross domestic product, GDP, of most countries. In fact, it's half of the USA's GDP. And even further, it's a quarter of all the money in the world, which is estimated at only $40 trillion. Money can buy power. How much power does a group like that wield right now? Can they tell presidents and prime ministers what to do? Can they control intelligence agencies like the CIA, FBI, and MI6? Can they control what the media tells you or what it censors? Are they the power behind the throne? Can they control militaries and order wars to begin, like the Ukraine war? Can they order the funding of virus research? Can they damage the supply chains and cause food shortages? Can they cause famines? Orders like BlackRock and the central banks who control the money supply worldwide. At the beginning of the pandemic, the Federal Reserve, the central bank in the USA, hired BlackRock to run the sale of all bonds and mergers. Do you wonder now why BlackRock doubled in size in these last 3 years since they had that deal? So these bankers and BlackRock have formed an unholy alliance, and the pandemic was the spark to their growth.
All right. There we go. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. That was a little abrupt, but sorry about that. Welcome back. And of course, I've got Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa, on with me. Super happy to have her. How are you, Melissa? She coughs.
I know.
How are you?
You know, I owe everyone an apology. It's what you get for living in the Midwest. And we go from cold season to pollen season, and it's going to happen.
You need the histamine, the natural histamine over at activatefiq.com. I swear, it's fantastic. Check it out. But yes, I'll tell you, that clip coming in, we don't usually talk in terms of BlackRock, say, ordering a war or ordering a famine or ordering these things to happen. We usually bring them in after the things have been decided and say they are there to fund, which is disturbing enough. And I said this in the first hour, too. And there was an article, and it was talking about the Iran-Israel war that's going to happen in May is brought to you by Coca-Cola, Vanguard, and BlackRock. because of the product placement and the photos, proudly displaying everyone drinking a Coke. Nobody has any different taste for anything else, just Coke. And they said, you know, BlackRock has all of this money in Coca-Cola, basically owning Coke. So it was just an interesting, different way to kind of view it or look at it. And we know that the people behind the people that we always bring up on the show and talk about are the people that actually run the world. So just another way to kind of put it. And we were talking on the break because you are delving into the precursor to World War One. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah. I'm reading a fascinating book, and we will have to delve into it fully at another time. But it's very interesting. And this book begins all the way back with Cecil Rhodes and the Boer War. Mm-hmm. And he talks about Cecil Rhodes and about five of his friends had a vision for control of the world. They were truly globalists. And they wanted to guarantee that Britain had its place at the head table. They wanted to be in charge. They thought that their values and their vision were superior to all other people. And so they had a group of people that they named themselves the secret elite. That's not something that conspiracy theorists were calling them. They called themselves, we are the secret elite. And this group of, I think it expanded at some point to about 7 or 10 men. And then they kind of handpicked the people that were kind of affiliated with them, that followed their vision. But they created, they absolutely created World War One. It was an ordered war because they looked at the political situation in Europe and said, the only country that can threaten us was this rapidly industrializing powerhouse that was Germany. And so they deliberately created diplomatic incidents and military incidents that were provocative, forcing Germany into certain types of behaviors. And then they had, and I have to say this carefully, they had control of the media, but not the way we, you know, sometimes if I said, oh, you know, our media is controlled, it makes it sound like somebody's telling them what to do. The people that ran the British media were also of one mind with these people. So they didn't need any controlling. That's what they ran. They ran stories that supported this vision. It was very deliberate, and it's made me rethink, you know, what we've been taught about World War One. You know, we're always taught, oh, well, Germany was the aggressor.
Oh, of course not. No, it wasn't.
At the
like
end
that.
Of the war, Germany was like, we didn't do it.
Right.
And the whole world said, yes, you did.
Right, because we were told to in our media. We were told that in our media over and over again. Yes.
Well, and now that media distortion has been fed into our history books.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, don't you kind of wonder, so the Federal Reserve, right? We've had Ed Griffin on the show, and he did a wonderful book, Creature of Jekyll Island. So you get central banking on board, and then you have a war immediately after. And you know, the profiteering that went on, you know, courtesy of our central bankers into to further entrench central banking by hoisting these people up into and catapult them into riches from said World War One. You know, there's always a lot of reasons, in other words. So if you kind of look at, you know, here's a way to help everyone that just went all in into this banking, because we know that the Titanic sank, but it had the couple of billionaires that were against the central banking. Central money is the root of all evil. So you've got money at the helm, right? And then, of course, money has to play out within these world wars as a profiteering mechanism for the banksters.
Well, I think money and power are connected to one another.
Oh, sure.
And in World War One, as in World War Two, the same bankers and central bankers were funding both sides.
Yep.
Because they stood to gain from the profits of selling to both sides. It makes me wonder right now, who is the largest, you know, kind of war profiteer in the world is American armaments manufacturers, and are we selling to both sides?
Yeah.
And who's financing all
well,
of that?
Well, remember Papa Bush's dad, who was actually convicted of said crimes of arming the enemy, so to speak. But we have created enemies. We create them. We get the whole world involved and emotional, and we go to war. And
at the bottom.
Go ahead.
At the bottom of it all, the one thing that you can count on is that we are being lied to.
Yes. Yep. 100%.
Because nobody, and that's the other thing, is I'm not even in the book up to like the war yet, up to World War One. And if I think about the loss of human life, those guys did not care about that at all. Mm-mm. They didn't care at all that millions of people were going to die. And
they preferred it
was sold to the public as a patriotic thing to go and whatever. And It's so cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. It's astonishing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we were talking on the break about how awake, you know, we overuse the term, you know, are you awake? I'm awake. We got to wake people up. But the problem that we're coming into is the fact that somebody, you have two people and they both think they're awake, yet somebody understands at such a deeper level what's going on compared to somebody who thinks they're awake that is not. And we're coming up with all these different levels of awakeness now and education and understanding of how the deep state works. Are you finding this too? I mean, there's just so many levels of it.
Well, I to me, one of the things that's happened for me mm-hmm. over the last maybe 4 or 5 years is that we have to quit being so, I don't know what the right word is. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who have begun to see truth. They've begun to see the Truman Show, right? Mm-hmm. They've begun to see that we're being lied to. They've begun to see that, oh, wait, this is all just a front, that there's something happening. But sometimes they come packaged in unique ways. And if I think about like Robert Kennedy mm-hmm. and his, you know, his moment of truth came when he realized that the vaccines were not what they seemed to be.
Okay. I'm getting a little scratchy on your side. That's wild. Okay.
Better?
No.
It might be the electricity in the atmosphere here.
Hey, it might be.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know, hold on a second. I don't know if the audience is hearing this or not, but might even be on my side of things. Never know. Okay. Well, can only do what we can do. There we go. It's gone. Okay. Say what you said again.
Well, I think we have to get out of our lanes a little bit. We have to quit saying, like, if I look at Robert Kennedy, is there anybody more Democratic than Robert Kennedy? That's the label that he wears. His whole family wears it. Mm-hmm. He's the poster boy for all things Democratic. Mm-hmm. And yet he had that moment of awakening where he came to understand what the vaccines in general are.
Sure.
And he is speaking a lot of truth. And we have to be able to join with truth tellers no matter what label they're wearing.
Right.
And am I going to vote for him for president? Probably not, because I don't like some other things that he preaches, and that's okay. We have to learn how to find allies who are like-minded, even if they're not 100% like-minded at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need as many truth tellers now in the world as we can find. Because until we reach all of those people, you know, we have to wake up the other side. Right. And that's it's a lot harder to wake up people who don't mm-hmm. agree with us on a lot of issues.
Yes.
So if my best friend doesn't agree with me on abortion, but they agree with me on vaccines, I can work with that.
Right. I mean, and yes, you're going to tear your hair out until they agree with you on abortion, though, I can guarantee it. But it's something. Well, it's something. I mean, whatever, like you're saying, whatever the catalyst is, we got to go to a break. But whatever, like, if there's a breakthrough catalyst, you'll take it. I'm the same way. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Midwest Melissa when we come back.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, where truth is told. All right, I've got Midwest Melissa because it is Wednesday, and tomorrow Chris Ann Hall and, of course, Uncle Milty join me tomorrow. I also wanted to let you know I'll be speaking up in Salt Lake City this weekend. So just mentioning that, you can go to the Kate Daly Facebook page for more on that. Make sure and text Birch Gold. They are amazing. Birch Gold is phenomenal at helping people to get everything solidified by gold, backed by gold. And you can do this. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. Get the free information by texting 989898, my name, Kate, okay? And go back and listen to the Philip Patrick podcast from yesterday, from this live show, and you can understand why it's so important. As gold is rising, I would get in on it now. I don't see it coming down, and neither does he. Also, I just wanted to mention, too, Done With Debt. Done With Debt's doing amazing things for people in their credit card debt. So make sure and have them help you negotiate those numbers down for you. They can save you so much money a month. It is amazing what they're doing for people, and I trust these guys. They're that good that I would mention them on the show. Donewithdebt.com. Get on top of the credit card debt. It's about to get worse, especially with the headline today was Iran, Israel. I have to actually read it because, Iran taunts Israel. You want more? And just what we're talking about, Midwest Melissa, I don't believe that headline. I'm sorry. I feel like this is so conjured up and ridiculous, the amount of propaganda they put in our headlines, just like they did in World War One, just to ratchet this up an emotional
sounds
war.
Sounds a little bit like na-na-na-boo-boo.
Yes, yes. they're creating these headlines, and they're getting the world to think that this stuff's actually going on in this way, and I don't think in this way that it's happening. But anyway.
Well,
let's talk Yuri.
Yeah, let's pick this up with saying that a lot of times we think that unless everybody unplugs, unless we get some kind of critical mass of people who are understanding of what the situation is, that we can't ever win. That if we could get enough people to unplug out of the system, it would be good.
Right.
I found this comment. It was a comment on an article, and this person was saying the truth is those who are plugged in can't unplug. Mm. And then they went on to talk about Yuri Bezimov, who was a longtime Soviet leader. So I think you have a little.
I have a minute 20 clip. Here we go. I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
Sure.
Psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. First one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. You cannot change their mind, even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logic of behavior. To get rid society of these people, you need another 20 or 15 years to educate a new generation of patriotically minded and common sense people who would be acting in favor and in the interests of the United States society. And the Marxist-Leninist regime does not tolerate these people.
Yeah, that was Yuri. And Yuri was interviewed by Ed Griffin, who we were talking about earlier, Creature of Jekyll Island, and it was a fantastic interview. But he was talking about the psychological operation of brainwashing and how they demoralize a country in that clip. And it is so true how they do it little bits at a time to get us to absolutely fundamentally change who we are.
Well, he called it ideological subversion. Mm-hmm. And he said it's done right out in the open.
Right.
Anybody with eyes to see knows that it's happening if you will just look.
Yeah.
And I agree. He said, so Bezimov, who I'm sure was familiar with espionage, he said everybody wants to think that the reason why things happen is because of espionage, but it's not. It's ideological subversion.
Ooh, right there. And we're going to go to a break right there. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more on this when we come back. More with Midwest Melissa.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Melissa Smith, Midwest Melissa, on with me, and just getting to the root and talking about the root of things, actually. And in this way, how awake you are, what your level of awakeness is, and also talking about Yuri, who was a former Soviet diplomat, and of course Ed Griffin interviewed him, and it was amazing. He did an amazing job. Okay, let's go from here, Melissa.
Well, one of the things that Yuri Bezimov pointed out, how long does it take to demoralize a country? And he said it takes between 15 to 20 years. And why does it take that long? Because that's how long it takes for your enemy to pump the heads of your youth full of mush. He said, at one point, they had three generations of American students that were being fed Marxist-Leninism. And those students, that the people who grew up in the 60s, that were the 60s dropouts, that whole, and for sure, the new left movement of the late 60s, early 70s, those are the people who are now filling spots in the government.
Right.
They're in industry. They're in government. They have finally matured. And some of them, now they're even beginning to retire. But what's coming behind them is no different. And now we're stuck with them. And they cannot be eliminated. We can't get rid of them now. They're contaminated, and they're all in on what they're all in on. And think about what we see coming out of the government or out of industry. How hard did they have to work to convince people about mandates for the COVID vaccine? It wasn't very hard because these people are all in.
Right.
So how long is it going to take to undo it? And what do we have to do to undo it? It would take 15 to 20 years of us with a concerted, forward-moving, visionary kind of program to undo it.
Yeah.
And given the level at which our teachers are all in and our government is all in and industry is all in, we've maybe left it too long. And we're going to have to eat the responsibility for that. We did not wake up soon enough. Well, we should have been pressing some of this a long time ago.
Yeah, we should have. It reminds me of the woman that ponied her daughter up for the very, very slim little trial of the vaccine and its boosters. And her daughter was in and out of the hospital afterwards, and I mean almost died, and the whole nine yards. It was terrible. And I remember her saying to the camera in this documentary where she was, because the doctors would ignore her, when she said the only thing that changed was we put her in this trial. I mean, what a stupid parent, but we put her in this trial for all these shots. And ever since then, she's been in and out of the hospital, and she's not okay, and she's almost dying. And she just looked at the camera and she goes, "I always trusted my government. I just never thought that they were capable of doing this to me." And I'm like, You have to be just, I'm sorry, a special kind of stupid at this point to believe the entity called government, because it's the snake. And we keep going, gee, I can't believe the snake bites me. I can't believe the snake bites me. I'm like, where have you been in history? I mean, are people that oblivious to everything they've done? It's not like they've only done a couple of things and we have to go try to find out. We're talking on the daily. They're deceivers. And how can we not see that? It's so amazing.
Well, you know, it's hard. It's hard to fight against this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we have been taught from the time we were very young, there are two political parties, and that the government actually represents the interests of the voting public.
Right.
And they're going to do good things for us. That's what their job is. And we're taught all this when we're right. little kids. And we just kind of say, yeah, that's right. And our parents were taught that mm-hmm. when they were little kids. And yeah. it just is how many people do you know who believe that, you know, that government people in the government are there to serve us?
Yeah.
I know just for me recently, I'm like, you know, it's a horrible thing to have to contemplate the fact that your government is now weaponized against you.
Yes, all the way down to local. I mean, I have the biggest snakes locally in my own area. I have the biggest snakes in charge of projects here locally in my area. You have everything you're seeing on a national level is in your local area on steroids, and yet we fail to see it. We just fail. I don't know. I don't know what is going, I mean, it's like the woman, her daughter had to get near death for her to understand what they were capable of. And I guess we just keep swimming along. I mean, I have the worst governor. I have the worst politicians locally. It can't get any worse. And yet people are still, I have faith that come election time, we're going to be saved. I'm like, are you kidding?
But the faith that they have, that expression of faith is, uh-huh. I have faith that there is actually a choice before me.
Yeah.
And that if we made a better choice, we would get a different
yes,
outcome.
Yes.
The truth of it is, any choice you make is going to give you the same outcome.
Mm-hmm. As it has.
That's World War One. That is absolutely what happened in World War One in Britain. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter who they chose. Even there was at one point a prime minister who was not all in on the secret elite.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter because the secret elite controlled every government appointment under him.
Yeah.
So whether, you know, this is like Trump or Biden.
Right.
Well, maybe Trump could make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't have control of everybody underneath him, or he makes poor choices underneath him, it won't matter. We'll get the same result either direction. Ooh, that's just ugly to think about.
I know.
And probably controversial for me to say.
Well, I mean, it's the truth. And if people would start to really pull their heads out and realize that you have never had a different outcome, it doesn't matter how much hope you put in the system, that we're putting our hope in the wrong place. And that's on us. That is our problem. We keep trusting local politicians that are absolute 100% snakes. We keep trusting governors that are 100% snakes. And we keep thinking that they're going to do something good because we would do something good. Nope. The people that are in
corrupted.
Are in for a reason. Yeah, they're in there for a reason. And it's because they're doing the bidding of the snakes at the helm. So, of course, they're going to keep staying in politics, right? Oh, it's sad. It's a sad situation.
Well, I kind of want to return to something that we haven't heard about for a long time. Mm-hmm. At one point, it was all in the news. And mm-hmm. that's called the nudge system.
Mm.
It's been a couple of years, well, more than a couple of years ago. It was when Obama was in office, so it's mm-hmm. been a while, that Cass Sunstein, remember him? A name from the past,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He wrote a book called Nudge. And in 2009, the U.S. government recruited Cass Sunstein
mm-hmm.
to create a behavioral insight unit.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the first country to actually implement it was the UK, because I think the United States and the UK run on a parallel track, which is interesting. But what they're doing is they are using behavioral manipulation, gaslighting, mind control in order to influence how we think about things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of it. And if you read stuff about this, it's all just so benign, right?
Right.
We want to know how to get, we're going to use the nudge system to find out how we can get teachers to have better you know, attitudes towards their students or how we can get more parental involvement. But I think this whole nudge thing is much bigger. Mm-hmm. And I think the ultimate expression of it, I think personally that it's an outgrowth of MK Ultra and the experiments the government was doing on mind control. Mm-hmm. This is just a more subtle,
right?
less pharmacological way to mind control,
mm-hmm.
but they're still messing with mind control. And nudging is we're going to nudge people so that they'll support the war. We're going to nudge people so that they'll go take their vaccine. We're going to nudge people so that everybody believes that climate change is the biggest thing ever. We're going to nudge people to believe that men can be women and women can be men. Mm-hmm. It's all nudge, nudge, nudge.
Yep.
We're not going to take it on straight, but nudge.
We're going to be right back. Been nudged a lot. We're going to nudge into break. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Midwest Melissa when we come back.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm back here with you. I can't believe we're at the end of the show. I've got Midwest Melissa, and of course, so excited to have her. And also get over to my sponsors. They're fantastic. I'd get your supplements from FIQ. It's a slam dunk because they're going to absorb into your body. Code word is Kate. I would also get over to donewithdebt.com and text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name. And then get over to MyPillow for graduation gifts, all the rest, all kinds of, because this is like the season now of gifting, because it's like graduation, weddings, you know, the whole nine yards. And just make sure that you're doing it at MyPillow.com, because you're going to get stuff 90% off. I mean, this is insane. Take advantage of that, because it has the best quality bedding and all the rest. And also code word is Kate, and it helps us stay on the air. All righty. So, Melissa.
Let's go from here. I want to kind of finish out the hour with two examples. Okay. If we have time, we'll do two. We'll do one for sure.
Okay.
Of the nudge.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has seen chemtrails in the sky, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've all looked up in the sky and seen the white crisscrosses around it from the planes flying over. And we know that they're not contrails because they don't disappear. They hang in the sky for hours afterward. So I looked up today trying to find information, because I had heard that the government has admitted that they're doing that.
Of course.
So I looked up chemtrails. Mm-hmm. Oh, chemtrails, put on your tinfoil hat. That's a conspiracy theory. Not happening. No way. No how. Who do you think you are to say that?
I have John Brennan from the CIA talking, boasting about it. It's so amazing that they can still say it's a conspiracy theory.
If you change the search term to geoengineering, you'll get all kinds of information, and they're proud of it.
Right.
So when we get pressed, change the vocabulary, make it sound, because who doesn't care about the environment?
Right.
And that's what they'll say. This is the opening to the article that I pulled. A fleet of 100 planes making 4,000 worldwide missions per year could help save the world from climate change.
Gosh.
That's a lot. And what are they spraying? They're spraying aluminum sulfate, or you found it too, cloud seeding. It's cloud seeding. It's nothing harmful or dangerous. We don't need to tell you about it. Because we know that you care about climate change, too. That's the nudge.
By the way, the UAE is denying. This was on like CNBC, of course. The government over there is denying cloud seeding took place before all the floods that they just had in Dubai. So, Yeah, right. And then also, if you notice, they take cloud seeding and they say, well, chemtrails is cloud seeding. I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Something totally different.
Well, during the eclipse, didn't we hear that they sprayed something over San Francisco without telling anyone?
Mm-hmm. They wanted to block out the sun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without telling anyone. Yes. Isn't that lovely?
So
but,
here's,
but, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Maybe let's pull back the curtain.
So. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can pull back the curtain a little bit. In 2012, Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, and the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, Hank Paulson, each chipped in $500,000 to fund a project to make the climate threat feel real, immediate, and potentially devastating to the business world, to get them on board with it.
Okay.
Is that not just, it's just fakery and trickery and gaslighting? They're not feeling that it's real enough. So how about we each, that's $1.5 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
To create a, they created an article. They paid for the creation of an article called Risky Business. And they published this. They got this published in Science Magazine, which is very reputable.
Mm-hmm.
It somehow passed through their peer reviews. And now this article, which was basically kind of just made up pseudoscience, has been sourced and printed and reprinted and, you know, cited by hundreds of other articles. And at one, in one point in this article, they said that the cost of climate change would be an 8-degree temperature change in the United States by the end of the century. 8 degrees. That's crazy.
Yep.
But it's alarmist enough. And then they said also it would be a 10% reduction in America's economic activity. And it's design. They design things to scare us. They design things to make us, ooh, you know, we're edgy. Mm-hmm. So that when the chemtrails come, we're like, oh, anything. We'll take anything.
Right.
Just save us from this horrible terror. It's mind control.
Yep. Yeah.
And it is. It's genuinely demoralizing. I came across a news article this week that was talking about, oh, there's going to be attacks on our water system. We've already had an attack on our on a water system. And I just thought, you know what? It's just more fear mongering.
Mm-hmm.
Once you kind of open your eyes to it, and I'm not saying that our water systems are all secure.
They're not. They're actually saying last month they said that we're going to get huge hackings. They just have a crystal ball again on our water systems. That's why I was telling people, make sure you have enough water. Make sure, because they're planning it. That doesn't mean that they're crystal balling it. They're planning it. They're just letting, you know, letting this little thing out about it. Yep.
Well, that's the little nudge.
That's the nudge.
You know, it's a little nudge. Mm. And the nudge is those evil people somewhere in the world that hate us so much are going to come and do these bad things to us. Then what are you going to think if something happens in your local community?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're going to think those evil people, they did it.
Yeah. My all-time favorite, though, is this. They hate us for our freedoms. Okay.
Well, to be totally honest, I looked up three different topics today. I looked at transgender issues, I looked at COVID, and I looked at climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And the Google searches you will get back will tell you all about evil Chinese things, evil Russian things on those topics.
Oh, yeah.
But you will not find anything that is not the party line about the United States.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to find information, including this. Who even knows this? That in the UK, Pfizer has been sued 5 times by their pharmaceutical regulation board for fake fraudulent advertising. Who tells, you know, does that ever get reported here?
Yep.
And why doesn't it get reported
here?
You're
exactly right. You're exactly right.
Because we're on booster number 8 here.
Oh my gosh. Are people that dumb? I'm sorry, but
I have a friend who works in a nursing home and she said they are giving out booster number 8 right now.
I'm just so frustrated. It's beyond what it should be. By the way, tomorrow we'll discuss with Chris Ann Hall a 9-0. I love how they put ruling even in conservative news, but it's an opinion on a Texas property rights case when in favor, they say, of property owners. But we'll find out more from Chris Ann Hall. Melissa, Midwest Melissa, thank you.
Well,
a lot of food
you.
For
it's
thought.
It's always my pleasure.
A lot of food for thought. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. Be fearless out there, you guys. Please speak the truth. Doesn't matter if people like you or not. Just speak the truth. And, of course, see you tomorrow with Uncle Milty and Chris Ann Hall. We'll talk property rights. See you guys tomorrow.